Well, there are, you know, Jap companies that have had those similar issues, not as widespread, and because the price point was so much higher, you know, I think the number of units out there in the wild in circulation are much lower. I have an Olenco, I think it's either a DR605 or 610. It's a really, really nice dual-band mobile. Big display, bright, lots of features, across bands, you know. I use that thing as a primary mobile for quite a while, actually. And the VHF PA failed. It's a combined unit in that one, just like in the ICOMs. You know, the ICOMs like using a PA deck, and it's the same final for both bands in most of them. And yes, Bentley, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with that statement to a point. You know, it comes down to personal responsibility. And, you know, yes, are you more likely to mess around with a $30 radio because you don't have a lot invested in it, and you don't really care that much if you lose it or if it blows up, or if somebody confiscates it, you know, as opposed to having a $400 FT5 or something like that, you know? I get all of that as well. But it comes down to personal responsibility. And if you've got somebody that's going to bootleg, you know, without a license, or they're going to operate out of band, out of type acceptance, you know, they're going to do that regardless. It may be more easily facilitated with a $30 Chinese radio, but if you're so inclined to do that, you're going to do it, you know. Kind of like cloning a radio on the MPSCS. No, just because you got the brains and you know how doesn't mean you should. So anyway, all right, I'm at what I hope is my last stop of the day. I've been running around the Charlevoix-Petoskey area since about 2, and the traffic is catching up to me, and I'm about done, but on my final stop. So back to Drake. I will not be listening. I'll be bailed. W8R.